Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Jeff Deb and Bree Williams of Eck Real Estate, Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, and by the members of the KBOE Spartan Booster Club. Now stay tuned for Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
KVOE 96.9 FM, 1400 AM. All the sports you need, live and local.
The Shawnee Mission North boys played in the DeSoto tournament. Coming up, a preview of tonight's games. But first, a visit with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey. This is Emporia High Basketball on KVOE, KVOE.com, and the KVOE mobile app.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Rainbow Pest Control. Tell them what's bugging you. Call Rainbow Pest Control, 620-343-2300. And go Spartans! Mainstay Suites, Emporia's extended stay hotel, offering group rates or a private meeting room for your organization's needs. Mainstay Suites, live like home. And Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. Williams Automotive and Collision Center, 3105 West 6th Avenue, taking care of Spartans since 1989. Go Spartans! And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
It's time now for the Carolyn Dorsey Show, brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. Up next, a visit with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey.
Need a car loan, home loan, boat loan, or just some extra cash at a great low rate? The Credit Union of Emporia can help. As a shareholder in the credit union, they're here to serve you. Their services include credit and debit cards, retirement accounts, and online bill payment. The Credit Union of Emporia is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8:30 to 12:30. Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Tonight, the Emporia High Lady Spartans hosts Shawnee Mission North at Spartan Gymnasium. I'm joined now by Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey. And coach, coming off a tournament championship on Saturday against Spring Hill, a game that saw you guys overcome an 8-point deficit. Rebecca had a turnaround jumper. I called it a turnaround hook because I ended up filming it, so it was a turnaround hook. But then overtime comes, and it seemed like back and forth, and then you guys were able to seal the deal at the free throw line. Lexi DeWitt hit two to put you guys up to the final 10 seconds of that game. And I know you didn't want to allow 62 points in that game, but you were able to be up two more points when the final buzzer hit.
Well, that's funny because at halftime they got in trouble for being on pace to give them 64 points. So in hindsight, I guess we did our job of not letting them get 64 points. And I think that's what we had, so we'll take it. We didn't play well. We didn't board well. We didn't get inside. We weren't tough enough to do that. And that was frustrating. But what I liked is at halftime, they got a very strict talking to because they're capable of more. And that's that growing up piece. I knew it was going to hit. I knew 3 games in 3 days. They're battling sickness, injuries, whatever. Those are all excuses, though. We got to get it done. And what I like is they found a way to get it done. They came out after halftime. You could feel the momentum shift. And then you talk about Rebecca hitting a shot late. She'd been in foul trouble most of the game. That's good for her to clear her mind and be able to hit that. Kermer made a great read. They sat on our actual what we were going to do, and she countered it. And it was a great heads-up play by a guard you expect. And they were able to get it done in overtime. You know, you talk about I think Tegan Baker had a heck of a game that game. Yeah. She had some big shots for us and guarded well. And she has a big drive there almost at the buzzer, gets probably fouled, no call, and allows us to get the putback for Lexi to hit the free throws to win the game. And they were tougher after halftime. So to dig that out, they're 4-0. They were able to battle some situations and learn on the fly. So that was a positive.
What does it mean to have this start and know you've had to battle some adversity in some games like you did on Saturday?
It's good for them. You know, there's you can try to simulate it and practice as much as you can, and you never can get the game life experience. Spring Hill is good. That's going to be a really good basketball team, and I wouldn't be surprised if we saw them at White Auditorium again in March. They're going to, I would bet, possibly win their league. Their size was strong. They were good shooters. That's a very strong team. And for us to come out on top on that with a younger group and, again, learn on the fly and a dig out of a hole, we were down 8 at halftime. And, man, I was upset with them. And they came back and answered the bell and stepped up. And like I said, right now what I like about them is they're finding ways to get it done. They just need to be more consistent.
You mentioned about Tegan Baker, and she got inserted into the starting role starting last Thursday night. And she's like her sister, Allie, a little bit. But what does Tegan bring to this team that can make it better? Because, I mean, you got multiple girls that can start. Like, you started Lexi DeWitt back in against Ottawa, and then Tegan has started the last 3 games.
You know, between those two in particular, it was a 50-50 toss-up, and I told them that the first night. Honestly, either one could start, and I'd be happy. Unfortunately, I had to pick 5. And went with Lexi the first night. She didn't play particularly well at Ottawa. She hit a couple big shots for us early and late. And then I wanted to try Tegan. You know, it wasn't Lexi didn't do anything wrong. It was I wanted to see what my other side went. And Tegan just brings such a defensive presence. And Lexi, man, she's averaging almost 8 a game. And she's solid. She stayed with us last year after the state for the state tournament and helped us practice. And she's bought in. And I like both of them. They're both tough as nails. And I think they're both good basketball players. And I speak very highly of the two of them. And if you got Lexi, man, getting ready to hit those free throws, she looked at me, I said, Lex, you just need one, as I'm walking Tegan off the court. And she kind of just smiles and winks at me like, I'm fine, coach, this is no problem. And sure as heck, it's straight in and on both of them. So both of them are great kids. Both of them are good players, and both of them are tough. So either one, like I said, you're probably going to see Lexi a little bit more tonight.
We're visiting with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey before tonight's game with Shawnee Mission North. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the Lady Bison. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Need a car loan, home loan, boat loan, or just some extra cash at a great low rate? The Credit Union of Emporia can help. As a shareholder in the credit union, they're here to serve you. Their services include credit and debit cards, retirement accounts, and online bill payment. The Credit Union of Emporia is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8:30 to 12:30. Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We continue our conversation with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey before tonight's matchup against Shawnee Mission North. And coach, they're 0-3 to start season. They played in a very tough Liberty North tournament, and all 3 losses coming to teams out of Missouri. So, I mean, they haven't scored much, but they've also given up a lot of points. But what stands out about this team?
That they've played in a tough tournament to open the season. You know, so hard to tell so early, but, you know, the Shawnee Mission schools are good schools. They have good athletes typically. They play in a tough conference. The Missouri basketball, I think that the tournament they're in is a good tournament. So it's hard to tell. You know, I think there's some kids that can play, and I think they're looking for a win. You know, it's early. Going 0-3 probably doesn't feel good. But it can't be against us. You know, they can get a win, just not on our night. But again, I'm more concerned about us. You know, we're hurting right now with size. We've got to get the size that we have tougher, stronger, and more confident, and being able to contribute more. And that right now is our Achilles. And so whatever anybody brings, like I said, I need more. We need more production from our kids right now.
And with you saying that, you know, I know Addie Kermer had 28 the other night, and then Rebecca had 13. But, you know, we've seen the spurts where Emil Bennett and Lexi DeWitt have scored. What does it need to take to get a little more production, to have a third or even a fourth threat scoring?
We've got to be better on the glass and get those garbage baskets, and that's what we're not doing right now. We've had a couple kids in different games get some of those, but that needs to be a staple of us. And if you get one or two or three of our X-Factor kids just to clean up one or two more baskets, again, you're talking 10, 12, 14 points there, and that would really help alleviate a lot of that. Or it's got to be off steals and transition. You know, it's got to be one of the two. So our defensive pressure needs to pick up, and we need to be able to dig it and guard, or we need to get on the glass better. And I'd like it for it to be both, honestly. But, you know, AJ needs to score more. She's averaging 4, which isn't bad, but she's kind of an X-factor kid. She's got to get some garbage points. She's got to get out in transition or steal the ball, and just to get us some easy things going. Otherwise, you're asking Rebecca and Addie to have a perfect night every night. It's not going to happen.
What's it going to take to get to 5-0? You want to focus on yourselves and get better, because there's another game after this, and it's shaping up to be a good one.
It is. You know, we got to worry one at a time right now. I think our pressure and intensity will be big. If we make them play the way we are capable of playing, we'll be all right. But if we kind of get lackadaisical and soft like we were on Saturday, again, you'll be in for a dogfight, and those aren't fun. It couldn't have felt good that first half, and you could tell they knew that. But I think our style is fast. I think we do a good job of getting out and running. We've got a lot of kids who want to score. And if we can play that tempo and make them play our tempo, I think we'll be successful.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight. Go get another one, and we'll catch up with you at halftime of the boys' game.
Thank you.
That's Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey joining us here on the RV Doc pregame show. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
This has been the Carolyn Dorsey Show, brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. Bobby D's. By the RV Dock, 618 Industrial, repairs for your RV for over 23 years. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Charlie's Place. They wish all Spartan athletes the very best this season. And Emporia State Federal Credit Union. They offer you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
It's time now for the RV Doc pregame show. The RV Doc at 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 23 years. We'll head back to the gymnasium to preview tonight's game right after this timeout.
The RV Doc is ready to winterize your RV or fifth wheel. Don't get caught with frozen water lines when the RV Doc is here to help. He'll drain and blow out the lines, as well as remove water filters and add antifreeze. Now is also a great time to take care of any other repairs that may need done. Call the RV Doc for an appointment today. 342-0702. 342-0702. And get winterized.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Welcome back to Spartan Gymnasium. Dylan Shorewood, Darian Harris with you. Going to have to get some quick comments from Darian. And in case anyone missed it, the Emporia High girls are now ranked third in Class 5A, according to the new KBCA rankings that came out this afternoon. So Carolyn Dorsey and the Lady Spartans move up two spots
to number three in the poll. Coming off a 64-62 overtime win over Spring Hill to win the Paul Terry Classic in Darien. Another shorthanded Lady Spartan team going without Tegan Baker. If you tuned in, you heard what happened. Went to the floor, and Tegan is all right, and hopefully she gets the feeling better soon. But Emporia High is going to have to get ready to go and play another ball game, because Friday night is shaping up to be a really good one to end out the pre-Christmas schedule.
Yeah, I think, you know, even without Tegan Baker, I think that they have enough depth, and I think that's something that Coach Dorsey's been preaching, is having everybody from 1 to 12 that can play. And I think she trusts everybody on her team, and she won't have any issues tonight.
The Shawnee Mission North team comes in with an 0-3 record. They played in a very tough Liberty North out of Missouri tournament. They lost to three teams out of the Kansas City area, Liberty North, Kearney, and St. Pius the 10th. And most they scored was 22 points against Kearney, Missouri. So it's going to be a tough outing for Shawnee Mission North, and Emporia High's looking to take care of business tonight to try to get to 5-0 heading into Friday night's matchup with Great Bend on the road. Let's take a break. And when we come back, let's abbreviate this. That's been the RV Doc pregame show. It's Emporia High and Shawnee Mission North. Let's do a one-minute break, and we'll have starting lineups and tip next. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
The RV Doc is ready to winterize your RV or fifth wheel. Don't get caught with frozen water lines when the RV Doc is here to help. He'll drain and blow out the lines, as well as remove water filters and add antifreeze. Now is also a great time to take care of any other repairs that may need done. Call the RV Doc for an appointment today. 342-0702. 342-0702. And get winterized.
This has been the RV Doc pregame show, brought to you by the RV Doc at 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 23 years. Now stay tuned for Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
It's time now for starting lineups, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Now offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First for Shawnee Mission North, the Lady Bison coming into this game with an 0-3 record. Coached by Matt Jacobson in his second season, he spent five seasons at Shawnee Mission East as an assistant. He is a Central Missouri alum, and this is the lineup he'll go with tonight. He will go with Haley Wineke, a 5'4 freshman, Ileana Garcia, 5'4 junior, Lydia Mojica, a 5'6 senior, Bailey Dewin, a 5'10 senior, and Jessica Brown, a 5'8 senior. For the Emporia High Lady Spartans, coached by Carolyn Dorsey in her ninth season, 118-78. This is the lineup that Carolyn Dorsey will go with tonight. Addie Kermer, 5'7 junior, 10.5 points a game. Emil Bennett, 5'4 junior, 9 points a game. Lexi DeWitt, 5'5 junior, 8.5 a game. Lexa Shively, 5'4 junior, 4.3 points a game. And Rebecca Snyder, 6' senior, 19 points and 11 rebounds a contest. There are your starters, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Now offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Shawnee Mission North in the road, red uniforms with the white lettering and gray trim, with Bison across the chest, Emporia High in home white uniforms, black numerals, black trim, Emporia across the chest. Emporia High will move from right to left. Shawnee Mission North will move from left to right as we view it up here at Spartan Gymnasium. And the tip will be controlled by Emporia High, and Addie Kermer will pick it up. Addie, skip pass over to DeWitt in between the rings. Now over to Addie Kermer, right wing. Back up top, Emil Bennett. Emil over to Bennett, or now Shively with it, right wing out to DeWitt, who faked the three, kicks it out to Rebecca Snyder, 18-footer from the wing, no, rebound picked up by DeWitt, and a fresh set for Emporia High. Here's Lexa Shively looking to drive, dish it off to Rebecca Snyder, layup good.
Good find.
Emporia High is on the board, it's 2-0, 7:25 to play in the opening quarter.
Here they go with the press.
Shawnee Mission North with the basketball. Here's Doolin at the top. Feeds it inside. Just threw it away. Overthrew her intended target, which was Jessica Brown. And it was actually deflected off Emporia High. It'll stay with Shawnee Mission North. Mohica to play it right beside her own bucket. Oh, the five count is on. Just threw it. And the loose on the floor is going to go in the backcourt. And since it wasn't touched, it's not a backcourt violation. So Bailey Doolin will bring it up for Lady Bison. Speeds inside. Here's a shot that's good in the foul by Jessica Brown. And Shawnee Mission North has tied this ball game.
And Rebecca just a little too aggressive there. She wanted to get the block, but, you know, she's a lot taller than
Rebecca.
She could have just kept her hands up. She'd make her shoot over you.
Rebecca Snyder with her first personal foul. Team foul number one against Emporia High. As Brown going to go for the three-point play, and she sinks the free throw. 3-2 Shawnee Mission North, a minute into this contest.
You don't want to pick up that foul that early.
No, no, she got in foul trouble pretty early on Saturday.
Yeah.
Skip pass inside, layup good for Kerber.
Nice
give
pass.
The assist to Emil Bennett.
Great backdoor cut there.
And Emporia High leads it 4-3.
And let's see if they can pick it up on defense.
Kerber with a coming off a career high 28 points. Here's a right corner three. That's off by Mohica. Rebound Emporia High of Bennett with it. Here's Kermer, left wing, a three, yes. Five straight from Maddie Kermer. That's a Valiant Fiver three. Valiant Fiver, always available, always reliable, and always fast. Kermer with five, 7-3 Emporia High, 6:18 to play here in the opening quarter.
And Emporia getting off to the races here on offense. Haven't seen a lot of fast play. They've played their pace, but I haven't seen a lot of fast break from them this year. They're coming out to the gate racing.
Emporia High bringing a 1-2-1 look. Inside, this is Garcia at the free throw line. Brown for six from 16 is good. Brown's got all five Shawnee Mission North points. 7-5 Emporia High, 2 minutes in. Inside, Rebecca Snyder. Turn around, hooked, banked in.
Quick offense.
Rebecca using that left hand that helped Emporia High tie the game on Saturday. And it's 9-5 Emporia High. Rebecca's got four. 9-5 Spartans. 5:43 to play here in the first quarter. This is Mohica. Needs some help. Now right wing, here's Doolin. Needs some help. Lost it. Stolen by Rebecca Snyder. Rebecca trying to go all the way. Here's Kermer. Spin move out to Shively. Now swinging around the horn. Here's DeWitt. Right wing. Bounce pass inside Rebecca. She'll go with the right hand. No! Rebound into the hands of Mohica for Shawnee Mission North, and a foul at midcourt. This will be on Emil Bennett. That's her first team foul, number two against the Lady Spartans.
I like that they're giving Rebecca some touches early here.
9-5 Emporia High, 5:15 to play here in the opening stanza from Spartan Gymnasium. First true home games for Emporia High after three games at White Auditorium for the Politary Classic. Doolin will set it up, guard against Addie Kermer. 1-3-1 look for Emporia High as Doolin just threw it, was looking to go inside, and turns it over.
And there's that pressure from the defense starting to, what's that, second turnover?
Yep, I believe three turnovers already on Shawnee Mission North. Neil Bennett will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Inside Rebecca Snyder, inside the paint, turnaround hook, yes! Rebecca's picking off where she left off on Saturday. She's got six. 11-5 Emporia High. 4:35 to play here in the opening quarter.
She's tough to stop. She's hard to guard.
26, a career high on Friday against Hayden. And I don't know if she's going to try to get it again here tonight. Here's Doolin to the basket. Too hard on that one. Rebound to it for Emporia High. Inside Rebecca. Layup. Good. Oh, my goodness. Rebecca has eight. And it's 13-5. Emporia High as we near the halfway point. Here in the opening quarter, Emporia High's bringing the pressure again. They're in 2-3 zone, and there's a deflection. It's going to go in the backcourt, and a Lady Bison will keep possession of it.
And they're staying in it, too.
Almost a double team on the far side. Inside, a layup blocked by Kermer. As Wynicke got it rejected, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Kermer. It'll stay with it'll stay with Shawnee Mission North.
When you're playing defense like that, it's hard to get into rhythm.
Abby Cole in for Shawnee Mission North. Addison Gutierrez in for Emporia High for Alexa Shively. Here's a left block shot that's good from the elbow by Bailey Doolin. That's her first basket. 13-7 Emporia High. 3:35 to play in the opening quarter. Skip pass over Kermer, left corner, a three, looking for another. Oh, my goodness. A nice dime thrown by Bennett in the Valiant 5-3 as Kermer's got eight, and it's eight. It's Rebecca Snyder and Addie Kermer, 16, and there's almost a near steal by Emporia High as Kermer was going after it. So Darian is Addie Kermer and Rebecca Snyder, 16, and Shawnee Mission North, 7.
The dynamic duo.
Shively back in for Bennett. And Addie Gutierrez came in a moment ago. She's the 5'7 senior. Shawnee Mission North with the basketball. Here is Mojica on the far baseline. Almost lost control of it. Kicks it out. Doolin straight away. A three. That's short. Rebound on the foul. It's going to go to Emporia High.
Doing the little things there, boxing out and getting the over-the-back call.
They're going to get Cole with her first personal foul, first team foul on Shawnee Mission North. As Cole will exit as Brown back in. 2:50 to play here in the first quarter, 16-7 Emporia High. Here's Shively, right corner, now DeWitt. DeWitt driving. Dishes off to Gutierrez, out to Kermer, left wing, a three, that's off. Rebound picked up by Doolin for Shawnee Mission North. As fans continue to file in here at Spartan Gymnasium, now these were earlier tip times than the usual 6 and 7:30, so no JV game. There is no girls JV game that's being played here, and there's a loose ball on the floor. It's picked up by Emporia High. As Kermer got the steal near midcourt, and Emporia High will have the basketball.
Defense leading the offense there.
Doolin her first, team foul number two. Bennett back in for Kermer, who will sit down with 8 points. Emporia High with a commanding 9-point advantage. Neil Bennett to run the show, bounce pass to DeWitt here on the near side. Inside, Rebecca Snyder. Fuller blocked, and Rebecca's going to go to the free throw line for a pair of free throws.
And staying aggressive, still getting her the touches early. I mean, if she's gonna score like that, she's feeling it. You gotta feed her the ball.
Foul is on Doolin. That's her second, team foul number three against the Bison. As Addison Bell will come in replacing Doolin. Inbound here is Shively, right corner three, missed all of it. Rebound into the hands of Mojica for Shawnee Mission North. 16-7 Emporia High, 2 minutes left here in the opening quarter from Spartan Gymnasium. Wynicke on the far side, up top to Bell, who just checked in, and Bell's going to get fouled by Emporia High's Lexi DeWitt. That's her first, team foul number three. Emporia High still trying to bring the pressure, Darian.
Yeah, and I don't think they will let up. They're, you know, it's only 16-7. The game's definitely far from over.
Bell over to Wynicke, right corner. Shively with the defense. Man-to-man defense for Emporia High. And it's deflected off of bounds as DeWitt deflected it. Kermer back in for DeWitt. So Emporia High going with a shortened bench here tonight. Darian only have played 7 here in the first quarter.
Yeah, she's subbing quick, though. She's trying to keep people fresh. She wants to keep that defensive pressure up.
There's a spin move by Garcia. Double team. Need some help badly. Bounce pass to Brown. Backdoor layup is no good. Rebound out of bounds. It's off of Bell, and it'll go to Emporia High. 90 seconds of play here in the first quarter. Spartans lead it 16-7. Addie Kermer will bring it up, dribbling to her left, across the timeline, across the Blackie at midcourt here at Spartan Gymnasium. Addie looking to drive. Floater on the way. No. Rebound Wynicke for Shawnee Mission North.
I like how aggressive she's playing right now.
Shawnee Mission North slowly up the floor. They are in the front court. This is Mojica. Now Brown with it. And a fake three by Garcia. She'll look to drive. Kicks it to Mojica, left corner. Kermer with the assignment. Loose ball on the floor. It's picked up by Emporia High's Rebecca Snyder.
Good defense.
Under a minute to play. Here's a too hard of a pass by Kermer, and it goes out of bounds. It goes to Shawnee Mission North.
It's a little too sped up.
Yep. You don't want to do that when you're up nine. Rebecca Joseph into the Shawnee Mission North lineup. And she'll replace Mojica. Joseph is a 5'2 sophomore. Now, Darian, you got to look at the matchup when you looked at the rosters for both teams. This Bison team only with height of their tallest player is 5'10 as Joseph is called for steps near midcourt.
I mean, you know, I look at that and you never know. Rebecca obviously is taller than most girls that are going to be playing this year, but even the taller girls, we've seen she can handle herself against pretty much anybody.
Here's Bennett, now in between the rings here. Shively kicks out to Kermer, right corner, a three, missed. Rebound Snyder, extra opportunity, and she just threw it away into the hands of Garcia, and the last shot will go to the Lady Bison, who trail it by nine. Here's Joseph right side. Needs some help. Joseph needs some help. And nearly threw away. It's going to go in the backcourt with 3 seconds. And still loose is, and that will do it for quarter number one. Emporia High leads it 16-7. The second quarter is next. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center in Manhattan. When you need an orthopedic specialist, call 785-537-4200 and go Spartans. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, he believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And Pizza Ranch, it's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much more to love at Pizza Ranch. 3000 West 18th Avenue, go Spartans.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
KVOE, 96.9 FM, 1400 AM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Shawnee Mission North with the basketball to start quarter number two, as they will send out a new player. That's Nicole Mendez, a 5'6 sophomore. Wynicke looking to drive out top as they swing it around to Mojica, who checked back in. Mojica puts up a shot, miss. Rebound into the hands of Rebecca Snyder for Emporia High. Inside Rebecca, spin move, puts it up, floater, no. Rebound Rebecca, put back, yes, and the foul.
And one. Tough move. Way to stay with it, though, after missing the first one.
Foul is on Wynicke. That's her first. Team foul number four. Rebecca's got 10. And she'll have one free throw. Rebecca on the season, a 83% free throw shooter.
Yeah, and that's going to be big. She's going to get fouled a lot, and they need those free throws for sure.
Rebecca has college interests. Free throw on the way. That one's off. Rebound Mojica for Shawnee Mission North. 18-7, Emporia High, 11-point advantage. 7:25 to play here in the second quarter. Right block, this is Mendez. Kicks out to Mojica. Now here is, they swing it. Here is Wynicke. Has got some multiple substitutions on the floor. As they feed over. Here is a crazy shot that's off of the mark. Rebound Wynicke, as that was Garcia who threw that one up. And Wynicke got the board. Now Mojica looking to drive right baseline. Floater, no. Good rebound into the hands of Alexa Shively for Emporia High. AJ, here straight on, a three by Bennett, swish. And that's a valiant five or three for Emile Bennett. And ValuNet Fiber, always available, always fast, and always available. 21-7 Emporia High. Full timeout for Shawnee Mission North. Let's take a 30. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197. By Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. And by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in Emporia and surrounding area for over 17 years.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Well, Darian, it took, let's see, it would have been 10 minutes and 19 seconds for someone other than Rebecca Snyder or Addie Kermer to score. How about that?
I mean, it's starting to get out of hand here. I don't really think the Bisons have a lot of answers on defense to stop the Emporia High girls.
14-point advantage for Emporia High. 1-2-1-1 look. Mojica looking to drive inside the paint. Lost control of it. Out of bounds. He'll stay with Shawnee Mission North. You were thinking that was Emporia High ball.
I think that might have went off a foot, but he had a better look at it than I did, hopefully.
Yeah, we got a higher point advantage here. The inbound here is Wynicke. Wynicke against Shively. Emporia High now in a man-to-man look. As this is Garcia, right wing. Kermer with the assignment. Now Mojica, guard against Emile Bennett. Here's a screen set by Brown. Mojica, blocked shot by Rebecca Snyder, but she got her own putback back. Got it back. Almost 2 minutes into the second. Spartans lead it 21-7. Here's Garcia against Bennett, who went to the floor, but no foul called. Letting them play here, Darian.
Yeah, they're not. Oh, spoke too soon.
They're going to get a foul on Shively. It's a hand check. That's her first. Team foul number four on Emporia High. The ball out of bounds across the way.
You would think after what transpired there that they wouldn't have called that foul, but, you know.
Shawnee Mission North inbounds. Here is Mojica, right wing. Almost lost control of it. And Shawnee Mission North almost threw it in the backcourt, but chased down by Garcia. That's now Brown with the basketball. Brown has 5 of 7 for the Lady Bison. Bounce pass inside. Mojica blocked. Shively was trying to draw a charge, but it's a block, and Shively is going to have to go on that bench with two fouls. So Shively with her second personal foul. Team foul number 5 on Emporia High, and that will send Lydia Mojica to the free throw line. First one up and two hard, and Addison Gutierrez is off the Emporia High bench as Shively will take a seat. Mojica looking to get on the board and got the second of two. 21-8 Emporia High, 5:28 to play here before halftime from Spartan Gymnasium. Neil Bennett with it at the top of the key. Bounce pass to DeWitt. Almost lost it. Lexi, bounce pass inside Rebecca. Floater on the way. No. Rebound into the hands of Brown for Shawnee Mission North. Mojica looking to bring it up the floor. On the far side. Left wing guarded against Addie Kermer. Dribbling to her right. DeWitt now with the assignment. They switch. Mojica in the paint. Kicks it out straight on a three. That's no good. By Garcia, rebound, got it back with Garcia. Here's a shot by Mojica, missed it. Rebound Rebecca Snyder for Emporia High, and a foul in backcourt. The Emporia High ball. Foul is on Mojica. That's her first. Team foul number 5. Dueling back in for Shawnee Mission North as Mendez will take a seat.
And these are some of the most important games for Emporia High. They cannot relax on this team. They have to stay disciplined. You don't want to start building bad habits in a game like this.
Inside, Addy Gutierrez kicks it out to Bennett, left wing. Emil looking to dribble inside, looking to drive. Kicks it out to Gutierrez. Now deflected, loose on the floor. And it's deflected off of Garcia for Shawnee Mission North. Stay with Emporia High. Ariana Hamilton into the Emporia High lineup, replacing Emil Bennett. So Emporia High has now played eight. Hamilton, 5'7", senior. As Emporia High leading it by 13. Kermer, now Hamilton, now DeWitt with it. DeWitt kicks it out to Gutierrez, right wing, a three. No. Rebound, Kermer. Kermer put back is rimming out. Rebound in the hands of Brown for Shawnee Mission North.
And they're having a hard time scoring right now.
Yeah, there's a lid on that basket to our left, Arian. Here's Garcia with it in between the rings. Deflected, stolen by Kermer. Kermer looking to go transition. Fast break, layup good. Kermer's got 10 points. The lead is 15 for Emporia High. 23-8, 3:45 to play before halftime.
And when you're having trouble scoring, that's what you got to do is pick it up on the defense end and get an easy basket.
There's a spin move by Mojica. She got picked and stolen by DeWitt. DeWitt one-on-one layup. No, but she's fouled. And Lexi will go to the line for a pair of free throws.
And back-to-back easy baskets there. Going to the line, you know, they're free. And, you know, they had Emporia High went a while without scoring a basket there.
Foul is on Mojica. That's her second personal foul. 16 foul. DeWitt to the line for two free throws. Makes the first. Mendez back in for Mendez in for Shawnee Mission North as Garcia will take a seat. Demia Zapata in for Emporia High, 5'6 junior. Second one for DeWitt, missed. Rebound picked up by Bailey Doolin for Shawnee Mission North. As Kermer took a seat with Demia coming in. And almost another steal by DeWitt as Mendez lost control of it for a minute. 24-8 Emporia High, 3:07 to play. Bounce pass, Doolin, and she got it. The pass was deflected off her, and it will go to Emporia High.
And they're playing great defense, Dylan. They're not giving the Shawnee Mission team any room to breathe at all.
Well, the reason why this Lady Bison team, I talked with Matt Jacobson, and they're just trying to find their identity. And here's a steal by Garcia, who checked back in. As Ileana Garcia got the steal and turns it into a fast break. Her first basket of the game. 24-10, Emporia High, 2:35 to play here in the second. Gutierrez in traffic, needs some help, kicks it out to Hamilton, who nearly turned it over, and the Emporia High did turn it over as Gutierrez, as the pass was deflected and went into the hands of Mendez, and a 30-second timeout for Shawnee Mission North, and let's keep it right here, Darian, and I mean, Emporia High being a little sloppy with the basketball here in the late stages of the first half.
Yeah, and I think that's something that we'll hear Coach Dorsey talk about later on. And, you know, something that I just mentioned, they got to stay disciplined and do the things that they're supposed to be doing. And, you know, she'll probably say she feels like they should be up by more than what they are right now.
Well, they're playing really good defense right now with 10 points just allowed in about 13 and a half minutes of play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they allowed Hayden to score 13 on Friday night in the first half of that game.
Yeah, they're definitely locking in defensively, but they got to convert on the other end.
Here's a double team. Wynicke with a steal, picked up by Zapata. Hamilton got it blocked. Out of bounds. The block will go to Brown, and the rebound is out of bounds, and it'll stay with Emporia High.
You'll see a lot of chase down blocks. That was for good effort there.
Gutierrez out, Bennett back in. Here's Zapata inside the paint. Lost control of it, out of bounds, stays with Emporia High. Paul Diamond here, Darian. Mill Bennett to play it to the right of her own bucket. Spartans lead by 14. Largest lead has been 16. In the Kermer, who checked back in. Here's Bennett with a shot. No, from the right side. Rebound out of bounds. It's loose on the floor. It's picked up by Mendez for Shawnee Mission North. Under two to play. Here's a steal by Emporia High. Deflected pass is into the hands of Hamilton. And lost control of it, and it's picked up by Wynicke.
Just couldn't grab it there.
So Rebecca Snyder's out. Kermer's on the floor for Emporia High as well. And another steal by Emporia High. Here's a jump ball. The possession arrow will be Emporia High. As Rebecca Snyder comes back in for Zapata. 1:32 to play here in the second quarter. Spartans lead it by 14 at 24-10. Darian, Emporia High's only allowed 3 points here in the second.
Yeah, they're playing great defense, but they're only up 14. And how many turnovers do they have at this point?
I'll have to check that here in a second. As dueling out as Bell back in for Shawnee Mission North. Let me look at that turnover margin here. Give me a second. Here's Bennett. Now Hamilton, she lost it. It's picked up by Bell. Bell all the way. They called her with steps. And Darian, that will be turnover number 13 against Shawnee Mission North. Emporia High has six.
Yeah, so 13 turnovers, you're definitely looking to be up by more than.
Here's Hamilton, now top of the key, swinging around. Here's Kermer. Kermer in traffic, kicks it out to Hamilton, top. Here's the Witt, right wing, a three, that's short. Rebound picked up by Shawnee Mission North. That was Garcia who picked it up and deflected out of bounds, and it's going to go to Emporia High.
She traveled.
Oh, she traveled?
Yeah,
oh.
She tried. I don't know.
Well, I saw a point, but I didn't see a travel indication.
She baseball slid with the ball. I don't think you can do that.
Under a minute to play, Spartans up 24-10. Don't forget, we'll have the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show here in just a little bit. Inside, Rebecca Snyder kicks it out to DeWitt, swings it over. Here's the extra pass. Kermer for three. No. Rebound into the hands of Garcia for Shawnee Mission North. Emporia High leading it by 14, but it should be up more. But last possession probably going to go to Shawnee Mission North. That they're looking to dribble this one out, Darian.
Yeah, they're going to try to get the last shot here. And look at Emporia High picking it up on the pressure.
Yep, might as well. And it's going to go right in front of the student section across the way. And Brown trying to find an intended target, and now Emporia High gets the last possession with 17.4 left here in the half, leading 24-10. Mill Bennett will bring up the floor across the timeline. Bennett looking to drive. 10 seconds. Out to DeWitt. Now Hamilton left wing. Inside Rebecca Snyder. Rebecca in traffic. Kicks it out to Kermer. 3 seconds. Out to Bennett. Right ring. Floater on the way. Baked in at the horn for Bennett. She's got five, and Emporia High will take a 26-10 lead into halftime here at Spartan Gymnasium. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll be in the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. We'll get a news update, and we'll go over halftime stats. That's next. 26-10 Emporia High. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And Mark II Lumber Company. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Shoal Construction, serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, convenient shopping in one location. Follow the Flint Hills Mall on Facebook for current sales, deals, and events. The Flint Hills Mall at 1632 Industrial and Emporia Public Schools, building futures one student at a time. It's time now for the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongbineAuto.com.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're wrapping up the holiday season and kicking off the new year with red tag offers for everyone on most 2022 and 23 models. Unwrap holiday savings on a new Chevy Silverado, Blazer, or Equinox. Qualified buyers can get no payments for 120 days with approved credit, or celebrate in a top quality pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. No matter what your needs are, you can wrap up your holiday season with a great vehicle that's right for you at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Chevy, find new roads.
Live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. This is KVOE News.
Good evening. With this halftime update from the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom, I'm Tegan Trahoon. 10 years after the tragedy of Sandy Hook that saw 26 individuals lose their lives to gun violence, representatives of the National Teachers Hall of Fame traveled to Connecticut, where they will pay their respects during a ceremony tomorrow. The representatives include Hall of Fame Administrative Assistant Jennifer Baldwin, Sally Connard, and former Hall of Fame Director Carol Strickland, who will have all traveled to Newtown in order to place a wreath at the Sandy Hook Memorial in remembrance of the tragedy from December 14th of 2012. Retired Newtown Public School Administrator Dr. Anthony Salvatore welcomed the Emporia contingent to town today and took time to speak with KVOE News. Salvatore says seeing the high level of support that they have from around the nation has been vital to the community's healing process.
It's just a comfort to know that there are people out there. And that, as I've said to people, it's, just being a presence for those of us who kind of live this every day over and over again. And learning how to cope with it, knowing that other people are there with you, really helps in the healing process.
10 years ago, a lone gunman entered Sandy Hook Elementary School and proceeded to take the lives of 20 students and 6 educators. The shooting grabbed national headlines and began a large dialogue on the topics of gun control, gun violence, and safety within schools. Now, Strickland says progress has been made somewhat in the time since. However, there's still a lot more to be done. She adds that the greatest difference between now and then was the emotional impact the shooting had on the entire nation.
We were in total shock 10 years ago. Like, this could not be happening. It could not happen in a safe haven like a school. And sadly, look at the number of school events that have happened since then, and as recently as St. Louis, and right before that, Uvalde. And I don't know if some people are becoming numb to it, and that's scary. So, I think a lot of the media will be doing coverage of Sandy Hook and bringing it back into our memories, because for some people it's faded, and for some younger people, they don't remember it. But that was, that was one of the saddest days, I think, in our lives that I can remember.
Additional details are online at KVOE.com. Now, not only is Brent Thomas taking on a new role as the permanent provost at Emporia State University, he's an example of a new compensation concept for university staff, as Thomas has accepted a package that adds performance incentives but also relinquishes his tenured status. Thomas was named as permanent provost yesterday and follows the short employment of George Arisimovich. Besides upcoming conversations about compensation and ongoing reinvestment announcements, Thomas says he's considering steps to make his office more efficient. A check of your local forecast. Tonight, clear skies, low around 26. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, a high near 39. And tomorrow night, mostly clear, a low around 24. We'll get you right back to second half action here in just a moment. But for the latest local information on the air and on the web, stay tuned here to KVOE or log on to KVOE.com. From the 24-hour KVOE newsroom, I'm Tegan Trahoon.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Rough Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th. If you're a sports fan or just a fan of great food, it's Bruff's. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. By AKA The Sports Fan, where sports fans are treasured. And by Kofeld Signs. The whole crew at Kofeld Sign Company would like to wish all the Emporia Spartan and Junior Spartan student athletes the best of luck this year. Go Spartans!
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
Back at Spartan Gymnasium, Emporia High leads it 26-10. Dylan Shortwood and Darian Harris with you. It's time now for our halftime stats, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. First for Shawnee Mission North, 5 points from Jessica Brown, and two each from Ileana Garcia and Bailey Doolin. Team numbers are like this for Shawnee Mission North, 4 of 15 from the field. Here, let me adjust something. I am running the iPad again. 4 of 15 from the field for 27%. They're 0 of 3 from beyond the arc. 2 of 3 at the free throw line for 67%. 15 rebounds, and they committed 14 turnovers. For Emporia High, they have 10 each from Addie Kermer and Rebecca Snyder. 5 from Emil Bennett, and Lexi DeWitt has 1. Emporia High, the team numbers, 11 of 25 from the field, 44%. 3 of 9 from beyond the arc, 33%. 1 of 3 from the free throw line for 33%. Getting out rebounded, 15 to 11. And they committed 6 turnovers. Those are your halftime stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. Darian, comments before second half adjustments can be the key to the second half.
I think the key to the second half for the Emporia High girls is going to be tightening it up on offense and putting the ball in the basket. You know, if you play, she wants to go to state, that's their goal. If you go to state and you're playing a good team and you have 13 turnovers and you're only up by 14, I mean, you're not really putting them away the way that you should be. So I think she wants to kind of coach that mentality. Because, you know, you can't leave good teams around, hanging around. That's where you leave yourself to, you know, be upset or, you know, get beat. So I think she wants to tighten it up this second half.
Well, that'll do it for the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Second half coming up shortly here from Spartan Gymnasium. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're wrapping up the holiday season and kicking off the new year with red tag offers for everyone on most 2022 and 23 models. Unwrap holiday savings on a new Chevy Silverado, Blazer, or Equinox. Qualified buyers can get no payments for 120 days with approved credit. Or celebrate in a top quality pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. No matter what your needs are, you can wrap up your holiday season with a great vehicle that's right for you. At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, Chevy, find new roads.
This has been the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongbineAuto.com. Now stay tuned for the second half.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. The Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Emporia, driven by LongbineAuto.com.
KVOE, 96.9 FM, 1400 AM, all the sports you need, live and local.
Emporia High leads it 26-10 as we get ready to start the third quarter from Spartan Gymnasium. Starting five for both teams back out on the floor. Shawnee Mission North will go from right to left as we view it. And Emporia High will move from left to right. Shawnee Mission North once again in their road reds, white lettering and gray trim. Emporia High in the home whites with black lettering and red trim. Mojica almost lost control of it on the far side. Loses control of it again, gets off to Garcia. Garcia looking to drive, kicks it out to Brown, swings over Doolin, left corner of three. That's an air ball. Rebound Garcia. And it's a jump ball. And the possession arrow goes to Emporia High.
You got to box out and get that rebound.
Especially when you got the height advantage with Rebecca Snyder down low.
Oh, for sure.
Emporia High with their first possession of the second half, leading by 16. Here's Emil Bennett, now Lexi DeWitt, double team. Lexi needs some help, out to Rebecca Snyder, top of the key. Now Kermer lost control of it, got it back. In between the legs dribble, Addie was trying to go. Kermer dishes off to a wide open Snyder, layup good. Kermer gets her first assist. 12 points for Rebecca Snyder to lead us 18 for Emporia High. Almost a near steal on this end of the floor. Inside, Garcia. Layup is no good. Rebound Shively for Emporia High.
A way to contest without fouling there by Rebecca.
Emporia High looking to go up 20. Here's Kermer. Swings over. Extra pass to Witt. Left corner. Three. Short. Rebound Wynicke for Shawnee Mission North. Largest lead right now for Emporia High. Wynicke missed all of it from point-blank range. Rebound Snyder. Rebecca looking to go coast-to-coast. Dishes off to Shively, 10-footer, no. Rebound Snyder, and she turned it over as she was trying to keep it on, keep it from going out of bounds. Emporia High bringing in a little bit of a full-court pressure. 6:23 to play here in the third. Spartans up 28-10. Here come the Lady Bison. Up the floor. Doolin. Yep, guard against Addie Kermer. Doolin pushed right into Addie Kermer. No call. The count is on for five. And is that another near turnover? No, but it's a deflected pass off of Shively. It'll stay with Emporia. It'll stay with Shawnee Mission North.
And no room to breathe still.
On the far corner, Mojica almost got her pocket picked. And here's a jump ball. The possession arrow will keep it with Shawnee Mission North. 2 minutes into the third quarter. Spartans lead it 28-10. Don't forget, we have other basketball on Country 101.7 FM. Madison and Waverly in a Lyon County League showdown. So we have our first area games of the week on this evening. We'll also have area games of the week on Thursday. There's the deflected pass. It's stolen by Bennett. And then Emporia High will slow it down as Bennett will bring up the floor across the timeline. Mill dribbling it over to her right. She'll swing it over here on the near side. Up top to Shively. Feeds inside Rebecca. Turnaround hook is off. Rebound Shively. Shively in traffic and she's fouled. Foul is on Brown. That is her first. Team foul number one of the second half. They'll stay with Emporia High right underneath their own basket. Kermer to trigger it in. Bounce pass inside to Snyder. Spin move for Rebecca. Kicks it out. Kermer left corner. A three off of the mark. That one was too strong. Rebound into the hands of Shawnee Mission North is Garcia on the baseline. And there's a jump ball. And it's going to go to Emporia High. 5:17 to play here in the third. Lady Spartans in command, leading it by 18. Cole back in for Shawnee Mission North as Brown will take a seat. Bennett to trigger it in. Inbounds to Kermer. Fake the three from the right wing. Here's a floater from 10. Good.
Good shot.
Kermer's got 12. And it's a 20-point advantage for Emporia High. 30-10. And there's a foul 45 feet away from the bucket on Emporia High. It'll be on Bennett. That's her second. Team foul number one here in the second half. Zeta Pearson checks in for the first time, replacing Alexa Shively. Pearson, 5'6", junior, a point a game. 20-point advantage for Emporia High, looking to continue the roll. The third-ranked team in Class 5A. Mojica guard against Bennett. Mojica gets past two defenders, lays it up, and got it partially blocked. And rebound goes to Addie Kermer, and Emporia High is bringing it all the way. DeWitt layup is no good, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line for a pair of free throws. Shively already off the Emporia High bench. Foul is on Garcia. That's her first. Team foul number two. And now we'll send as the whip to the line for two. First free throw is good. Shively in for Bennett. As Cole will take a seat. Mojica will also sit down. Mendez back in. And Brown also in for Shawnee Mission North. Second free throw for Lexi. That's short. Rebound Shively. Second chance opportunity for the Spartans. Here's Snyder looking to drive. Spin move for Rebecca. Left-handed hook. Too hard, but she's fouled in the act. And she's going to go line for a pair of free throws.
I think we might have got lucky on one there. I heard a lot of ball there, Dylan.
Dueling with her third personal foul. Team foul number three, Rebecca Snyder to the line. First free throw is nothing but net. As it looks like Mojica had some blood. Second free throw for Rebecca. Got them both. Rebecca has 14. 33-10, Emporia High. 4:40 to play here in the third. Emporia High still bringing the backcourt, and Shively is going to be the guilty party. That's her third. Second team foul on Ehi, as Delaney Adams will check in for the first time. Delaney, 5'5 senior. And Bennett back in for Emporia High. Shively will sit down. Kermer will sit down as well. 4:36 to play here in the third quarter from Spartan Gymnasium. All Emporia High leading it by 23. Garcia with it. Bounce pass to Doolin. Top of the key. Straight on from 25. No. Rebound in the hands of Brown. And loose ball on the floor. Doolin picks it up. And we're going to have a timeout by Shawnee Mission North. 30 or full. It's a 30. Let's keep it right here. And Darien and Emporia High still finding a way as that basket to our left still has a lid on it. Now for the Lady Bison.
Yeah, maybe it's just the basket. Maybe that's what it is. But also, Emporia High is only up 13 right now. And, you know, you got to think.
23, my friend.
I'm sorry, 23. Sorry, I can't do math today. You know, they're finally starting to get those points that they've been looking for. And, you know, now it's just kind of it's the mindset. You know, you don't want to get sloppy in games like this. And I think that's kind of the thing that we keep seeing. You know, all the jump balls and the turnovers. You know, Emporia's had a couple of turnovers, too, and that's something that we don't usually see from them.
No, and I'm going to look at the turnovers right now on the iPad. I have 19 for Shawnee Mission North and 7 for Emporia High, so they've only coughed it up once here in the second half. Doolin with a shot. She was double-teamed, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line for a pair of free throws. Foul is on Rebecca Snyder with a hold. Her second personal foul, team foul number three on Emporia High here in the second half. Now we'll send Bailey Doolin to the free throw line. She's got two. First one up is good, nothing but net, and that ends a dry spell for quite a while for the Bison. One more coming up for Doolin. Second one, got them both. She's got four. 33-12 Emporia High. Largest lead was 23, so I'm going to write that down. Shively left wing. AJ looking. Here's Pearson at the block inside. Rebecca, turnaround hook from the right side is good. Give Pearson the assist. Rebecca's got 16. The lead is back to 23 for Emporia High. And a steal in the front court. Backcourt. Inside Pearson. Bounce pass Bennett. Layup is missing. Rebound Snyder. Put back. No. Rebound into the hands of the Bison. Here is a three by Garcia right wing. Too hard. Rebound Shively for Emporia High. Inside, Rebecca Snyder, double team. Kicks it out to Shively. It's like a tip drill. Shively still with it. She got thrown to the floor. And they're going to get a hold on Wynicke.
That's her second personal foul team foul.
And that is her second personal foul, fourth team foul, as Shively will exit the lineup as Cunningham or Gutierrez back in. Playing physical here, Darien.
Yeah, and they have played very physical today, and that's kind of what happens when the game gets kind of out of whack like that.
Here's Bennett right wing, skip pass over to Gutierrez. Addy, over to Bennett, top of the key. Inside Snyder. Rebecca spin move. Turnaround hook. Left side. Banked in. She makes it look too easy, Darian. She's got 18. Largest lead now 25 for Emporia High. 37-12. 2:50 to play here in the third. Bounce pass Weineke. Wide open layup is good.
And that's just too easy of a basket there by Shawnee Mission North.
Weineke with her first basket. Lead is 23 for Emporia High. 37-14. 2:36 to play here in the third. Neil Bennett up to Gutierrez. Over the back to Bennett. Right, left wing inside Rebecca. Lost control of it. Gutierrez picked it out. Out to Bennett. Left wing. A three. Short. Rebound out of bounds. It will go to Shawnee Mission North. Bell back in for Shawnee Mission North as Doolin will take a seat. Warrior High bringing a 1-2-2 look with some pressure. Far baseline, Weineke. As they get it up the floor, here is Mojica who checked back into the ball game. Here's a three right corner by Weineke. That's off. Rebound into the hands of Pearson, and she is fouled in backcourt. Or it's a jump. It's a jump ball. Possession arrow will be Shawnee Mission North.
And another 50-50 ball that turns into a jump ball.
You really do like saying 50-50, don't you?
I do, because you never know who's going to get it.
And almost a steal, and it's going to go out of bounds in backcourt. It'll stay with Shawnee Mission North. Warrior High is bringing the pressure still, despite being up 23.
You know, that's a stat that doesn't come, that you don't necessarily see on the stat sheet, but they control the game and they make a really big difference.
Here's Bell right wing, lost control of it, and almost a near steal by Bennett. There's a travel far side by Garcia, and another turnover. 37-14 Emporia High, minute 47 to play here in the third. Emil to bring it up slowly across the timeline. And Gutierrez, the pass was deflected. It'll stay with Emporia High. Doolin back in for Shawnee Mission North as Bell will take a seat. Trying to see if I got all the players right. And yes, I do. Here we go. Here's Bennett. And deflected pass, and Bennett coughed it up. Too strong on that one.
Yeah, that's a bad turnover there.
Mendez in for Mojica. Kermer back in for Emporia High. Bennett will take a seat. Seconds of play here in the third. Spartans up 37-14. There's a steal by Rebecca Snyder. Here's in the Pearson. Pearson in traffic. Triple team. Gets off to Rebecca, and she got it blocked into the hands of Doolin, who had the block. Weineke, left wing, a three. That's off. Rebound picked up by Mendez. Spin move for Dugan. Left wing, floater from 13. No. Rebound Kermer for Emporia High.
And another turnover.
And stolen by Mendez. And almost another near steal. Oh, and it is. It's deflected out of bounds off of as Mendez turned it over.
Just some sloppy basketball right now, Dylan.
Yep, and when Emporia High's only allowed 4 points here in the third, but still have to find ways to push this lead greater than 25 into Pearson. Pearson in traffic, left-handed layup. No, too strong on that one. Rebound in the hands of Doolin or Shawnee Mission North. 30 seconds to play here in the third. Lady Spartans up 37-14. Brown needs some help near midcourt. Timeout, Shawnee Mission North. Be a full timeout. Let's take a 30. Spartans up 23-37-14. 24.6 left in the third. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Rainbow Pest Control. Tell them what's bugging you. Call Rainbow Pest Control, 620-343-2300. And go Spartans. Mainstay Suites, Emporia's extended stay hotel, offering group rates or a private meeting room for your organization's needs. Mainstay Suites, live like home. And Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th and Emporia, next to the water tower.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
37-14, Emporia High in command, 24.6 left here in the third. Zapata will come back in for Emporia High. So on the floor for Emporia High, it's Pearson, Zapata, Adams, Gutierrez, and Kermer. So giving some players some playing time for the end of this third quarter. Doolin inbounds into the backcourt. This is Bell, or actually Brown, correction. Brown against Zapata. Amia almost had a steal. Amia still with the pressure. Almost a near steal. Skip pass back to Brown. 10 seconds. Here's Wynicke looking to drive, and there is a foul on Emporia High. Foul is on Gutierrez. That's her first. Team foul number 4. And Shawnee Mission North will have 7.8 to work with. Inbounds to Brown, right side. Mendez, 3 seconds. Mendez needs some help. Here's a three by Wynicke, short. Rebound will go to Emporia High. That'll do it for the third quarter. Spartans up 37-14. The fourth quarter is next. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. Williams Automotive and Collision Center, 3105 West 6th Avenue, taking care of Spartans since 1989. Go Spartans! And Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. Bobby D's. By the RV Dock, 618 Industrial, repairs for your RV for over 23 years. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
Fourth quarter underway here from Spartan Gymnasium. Lady Spartans in command, leading 37-14. Starting five back in, inside Rebecca Snyder. Turnaround hook, left side, good. Making it look too easy for Rebecca. She's got 20, and she's got 20 or more points in three of the first five games for Emporia High. 39-14, 25-point advantage, 7:36 to play. Doolin, it's over to Mojica. Guard against Alexa Shively. Mojica. Skip pass over to the Doolin. Right corner of three. That's way off the mark. Rebound Brown. Here's a three by Wynicke at the top. No. Rebound Shively for Emporia High. Emporia High looks to get in. Rebecca Snyder. Layup good. Kermer with another assist. 22 for Rebecca. 41-14 Emporia High, and there's a steal. Here's DeWitt with a layup. Missed all of it, but she was fouled. Foul is against Garcia. That's her second. Team foul number 5 against Shawnee Mission North. And it's two free throws for Lexi DeWitt.
And the Lady Spartans are still full court pressing here late in the game, and I love to see it.
First free throw is off the mark for DeWitt. She's got two on the night. It's coming in a 58% free throw shooter, and she got the second to go. She's got three. The lead is 28 for Emporia High, 42-14, 6:50 to play. Mojica needs a help, needs some help on the far side. Feed it inside. Here's a layup by Brown. It's good. Brown's got seven to lead Shawnee Mission North. 42-16. Inside, Kermer, wide open layup. Good in the foul. The hoop and the horn for Annie Kermer. Kermer's got 14, looking for 15.
And what a find there by Rebecca Snyder, showing she can pass the ball, too.
Foul is on Doolin. That's her fourth, 16th foul. Lauren Williams will check into the Emporia High lineup. 5'3 junior will take the place of Alexa Shively. Kermer with one free throw to try to get her 15 points, swished at home. 45-16, Emporia High leading by 29. 6:28 to play. Then get one more point. It'd be a running clock the remainder of this contest. The Lady Bison had scoring outcomes of 15, 22, and 20. And a loose ball is stolen by Kermer. Kermer looking to go coast to coast. Floater on the way. Good. Kermer's got 17. And there's the 30-point advantage. 47-16, Emporia High. 6 minutes and counting, Darian. You got to like to see that clock move here in Spartan Gymnasium.
Yeah, you know, 30 points and the running clock.
Here is Garcia, 15-footer. No, rebound in the hands of DeWitt. Or Lauren Williams with the rebound for Emporia High. There's Bennett inside Rebecca. Kicks it out to DeWitt. Now swinging around the horn. Here is Kermer. Addy, floater on the way. No, didn't get that one to go. Rebound Brown for Shawnee Mission North. Here's Mojica, crazy shot. No, rebound Garcia. Here's a three by Brown that's off. Rebound Emporia High. Rebecca Snyder with it. Bennett, left wing, skip past the Williams, right wing, back to DeWitt, swing around. Here's Kermer with a floater. No, rebound picked up by Doolin for Shawnee Mission North. Slow things down. Emporia High has four subs at the table, including Taylor Cunningham, who will be seeing her first action of the season. Now right wing over to Doolin. Right corner, a three. That's no good. Rebound Snyder. Timeout for substitution. It's a 30-second timeout, so Emporia High's clearing the bench, Darian, and that's got to be good to see.
Yeah, that timeout was just a sub timeout.
So Emporia High will have Gutierrez, Hamilton, as I mentioned, Taylor Cunningham, 5'6 junior, making her first appearance. I know Coach Dorsey gave me the news that they did have Taylor Cunningham available on Saturday against Spring Hill, but didn't need her because it was a close game. Also, Demia Zapata back in for Emporia High. So Emporia High with four juniors and a senior out there for the final 4:29. Gutierrez will run the point. Here's Zapata. Zapata looking to drive, kicks it out to Cunningham. Taylor, bounce pass to Gutierrez. Addy kicks it out to Lauren Williams. Skip pass to Hamilton. Hamilton now over to Cunningham. Right wing, a three. Didn't bank to go. Rebound out of bounds. It'll go to Shawnee Mission North. Yeah, good look for Taylor Cunningham, the junior, but it was out of bounds off of Lauren Williams trying to grab the rebound. Shawnee Mission North will bring the basketball up the floor, 3:50 and counting, trailing by 31. We'll quickly wrap this game up and then get you into the boys' pregame show. It'll be a good one between Emporia High and Shawnee Mission North. Wynicke, right wing, a three, pinballing out. Rebound out of bounds. It will go to Emporia High. Shawnee Mission North staying with a lot of their key players that they've played tonight, Darian.
Yeah, and like you said earlier, you know, they're trying to find their identity. And, you know, games like this are definitely a time where you can do that.
Here's Hamilton with the basketball. Now Zapata right corner. Now Lauren Williams with it in between the rings. On the right side, she's double-teaming. The foul called. The foul will be against Brown. That's her second. 17 foul. Delaney Adams back in for Emporia High. As Gutierrez out, Zapata out as well as Pearson back in. Mendez out as Mojica back in with 2:30 to play. Lauren Williams at the line for a 1-1, makes the first. Lauren with her first free throw of the season. Lead is now 32 for Emporia High. Second one for Lauren, that's off. Rebound Pearson. Emporia High with a second chance opportunity, and Pearson gets tied up. It'll go to Shawnee Mission North. 2 minutes to play. Spartans going to win this one handily and improve to 5-0 on the season. And a big matchup coming up on Friday night at Great Bend. Great Bend is playing Larned tonight in Great Bend. Loose ball on the floor. It's picked up by Williams. And they're going to get a jump ball as Wieneke lost it. Lauren picked it up. But Wieneke drew the tie-up, but it'll stay with the Spartans' hands. Here's Lauren Williams now over to Ariana Hamilton. Bounce pass stolen by Wieneke. And a fast break for Wieneke. She'll lay it up and got it to go. Wieneke has 4. And the lead is 30. So Emporia High's largest lead of 32. As Cunningham with it, and it's deflected off of Cunningham. Emporia High's being a little sloppy with the basketball here in the third quarter.
Yeah, but that's why, they're getting the time right now so they can get some experience in the game, because you never know later on in the season where they might have to play.
Yep, shorthanded still. Bounce pass deflected off of Cunningham. And as the clock runs under a minute. 38 seconds to go. Emporia High will improve to 5-0 on the season. And making the 2.5-hour trek, here's a layup good by Brown, who has 9 to lead the way for Shawnee Mission North. 48-20, Emporia High, and it's going to be a 28-point victory for the Spartans, who have led by as many as 32, and a turnover by Hamilton. Why would you try to cough it up with the clock moving here? And I don't think Carolyn Dorsey is going to like this finish, but still an Emporia High victory. As here is Dueling, a deep three from the right corner. No. And that will do it. Emporia High, the third-ranked team in 5A, cruises to a 48-20 victory over Shawnee Mission North here at Spartan Gymnasium. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll have stats and pick a play of the game and our player of the game. That's coming up next. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Charlie's Place. They wish all Spartan athletes the very best this season. And Emporia State Federal Credit Union. They offer you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
KVOE, 96.9 FM, 1400 AM. All the sports you need, live and local.
48-20, Emporia High wins it to improve to 5-0 on the season. Let's go over our game stats, brought to you by Robert Flew Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. First, for Shawnee Mission North, they had 9 from Jessica Brown and 4 each from Haley Wieneken and Bailey Doolin, 2 from Ileana Garcia and Lydia Mojica with 1. For the team numbers for Shawnee Mission North, 8 of 37 from the field for 22%. They were 0 of 15 from beyond the arc. They were 4 of 5 from the free throw line for 80%. 29 rebounds, and they committed 23 turnovers. For Emporia High, 22 from Rebecca Snyder to lead the way. She was one rebound away from a double-double. So 22 and 9 for Rebecca tonight. 17 from Maddie Kermer. 5 from Emil Bennett, 3 from Lexi DeWitt, and 1 point from Lauren Williams. Spartans shoot 19 of 45 from the field for 42%. They were 3 of 13 from beyond the arc for 23%. They were 7 of 12 from the free throw line for 58%, 28 rebounds, and they committed 14 turnovers. Let me double check that rebounding number. So Emporia High gets out rebounded by 1, Darian, and win the game by 28.
That's a wild stat.
That is a wild stat, my friend.
And that's something that Coach Dorsey is not going to be happy about.
Nope.
Looking at the game.
Yep. And I think the JV boys game is running along as Nider boys team is out to warm up. And they haven't started the 20 yet, so we will keep going here on our post-game show to wrap this one up. So Emporia High gets out rebounded 29-28. I'm writing that down, Darian. Because Emporia High, this was an even matchup here tonight. And when Emporia High has a six-footer, gotta take advantage inside.
Yeah, and every rebound. And even, you know, the way that Carolyn Dorsey wants their team to be playing, boxing out and getting those rebounds, and I think she kind of spoke about that a little bit in her pregame. You know, you gotta have those possessions. You can't give up second chances. And I think that's something that she's going to be preaching going into the next game.
Well, those were our game stats brought to you by Roberts Boo Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. They have started the 20, so we will move on. It's time now for our play of the game brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Callie Madrano for Auto, Home, Life, or Business Insurance. See Shelter Agent Callie Madrano, 722 West 6th here in Emporia. Darian, what you got play of the game?
Emil Bennett off the glass. Buzzer beater.
Okay, I like it. That ended the first half. So the Emil Bennett shot at the end of the first half that gave her her fifth point of the game is our play of the game. Brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Callie Madrano. For Auto, Home, Life, or Business Insurance, see Shelter Agent Callie Madrano at 722 West 6th here in Emporia. It's time now for our player of the game brought to you by Toso Family Eye Care. Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And let's go ahead and just play that spot, and then we will come back and pick our player of the game next here on KVOE. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
Did you know that 80% of what we remember is visual? Make some great memories this holiday season and beyond when you visit Toso Family Eye Care. Dr. Caitlin Toso handles all general eye care and management of eye disease. At Toso Family Eye Care, you'll find unique frames and a variety of contact lenses to help you look and see your best this season. Call 620-342-6282 to make an appointment. Find them on Facebook or online, tosofamilyeyecare.com.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
And our Toso Family Eye Care player of the game. You know what, Darian? I think we need to go with Emil Bennett. Because even though Kermer and Snyder had 39, Emil is becoming that third threat. And that's something that Coach Dorsey brought in pregame. And so Emil, all 5 points came in the first half, and Emil was able to do some good things defensively as well.
Yeah, and I would even argue for a co-player of the game.
Let's do co. I have nothing against co.
Alexa Shively.
Want to go with Shively?
Definitely talking about, you know, how Carolyn Dorsey wants her team to play. Every loose ball, she's on the floor, she's running them down. So I would definitely, you know, those two together even, you know, their defense, they are playing really well, and it's helping the Lady Spartans out a lot.
Well, we will go with Alexa Shively and Emil Bennett as our co-players of the game, brought to you by Toso Family Eye Care. Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. That'll do it for the girls' game. Boys' game coming up here in about 17 minutes, and when we come back, we will visit with Emporia High Spartan coach Lee Baldwin, that's next. This is Emporia High Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center in Manhattan.